Let's get into the weekend with the music of 1980 on the Sam Malone Show on Phonoscope Channel 11 and AM 1070, The Answer.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long.
I know this is the, if you like pina coladas, right? If you like pina coladas and take a walks in the rain, or I just taught this.
Well, the name of the song is Escape, but call it the Pina Colada song.
The Pina Colada.
Rupert Holmes.
Rupert Holmes. So he puts an ad in the paper.
Right.
To meet a woman, and he writes all these qualities that he was looking for in a woman. Like, here's the hook, wait.
If you like Pina Coladas.
So if you like Pina Coladas.
Getting caught in the rain.
Okay, getting caught in the rain. Okay.
If you're not into yoga.
Which is resurging him.
Have brain.
So he puts this thing, and the girlfriend that he's got now, that he's having tough times with, she sees the ad and responds to it, and she shows up at the end of the song. So the hits of 1980s keep rolling. While you were partying down at Stewart Beach in 1980 on the seawall, Rupert Holmes was rocking it with Escape. Good job. Thank you. That's a good song. Thank you very much. Every Friday at 8:30 around this time, we have a segment, and it's our marriage segment, started years and years and years ago. Robert Kosick wrote the book Honor the Vow. HonorTheVow.com has been my wingman until I was told by a previous radio station, stop it. Stop doing that. Stop talking about fidelity. It started with me talking about fidelity in marriage 20-some years ago. Been married almost 24 years. How important it is. Real men, real women don't cheat. Okay, don't be like Jesse Jackson and Bill Clinton. Okay, you do that publicly, you murder your spouse's reputation. It's horrible. Robert Kosick joining me on the show. What's up, Bob?
Hey, what's up there? Sam, how's it going?
I'm doing fantastic.
I was going to call you buddy, but I figured that's been a little used too much this morning.
Well, hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Real quick, and I said this to Mr. Kosick. I've taken a lot of heat for talking about marriage, which I don't know why you would get heat for talking about fidelity. And there are people I worked with who are running around, both men and women, running around their spouses. A radio guy who writes a radio trade column, and I sent this to Mr. Kosick, who writes about radio people getting fired, did a segment on Wednesday about what happens if what makes marriages cool off, and gives marriage tips.
Oh, I know.
And one of them is, when returning home at the day's end, think of it as returning after being apart for a week. Greet him or her with genuine anticipation that comes with a naturally long absence. Every time you do something routine, like making dinner, add a new element, make a new salad together. Come up with what you're grateful for while having coffee or tea at the beginning of a day to celebrate the victories at the end of the day. Mr. Kosick, in radio business, they're writing about keeping your marriage hot and heavy.
I know. It's good. You're making some progress. This is fantastic. Fantastic. Have we just get all the people that he's writing to actually listen?
Yeah, radio and TV. Whatever. They're running around in this business.
Good advice, though. A lot of good advice there.
Very good advice. You're getting through it. I post up your marriage tips, which every Friday, you're the marriage coach. You wrote the books. You have a marriage tip about back to basics. A marriage at the divorce stage is not worth repairing. You need to rebuild on the foundation of your wedding vow to love and to cherish till death do us part. Go back to the basic of when you were first dating and learn to love each other all over again. You're a church deacon. How do you explain this to the couples? Take it.
So what we do here is this is one that I try to get people to understand, and they got to be real careful. I try to choose the words real carefully on this one, because a lot of times they'll say, see, Mr. Kosick said we don't need to repair this. And I'll say, now, wait a minute. I said you don't need to repair. You need to rebuild. So if you talk to any contractor, he's going to tell you, if you want to come in and add on to something, that's going to be more difficult than actually starting from scratch. So what I want couples to do is, when they get to the point when they're hitting the divorce stage, things are really tough. Things are real sensitive. Things are really hard on them. What they need to do is kind of stop everything and go way back to the beginning. They have a foundation. They were madly in love with each other. They adored each other when they got married. Go back to that point and start rebuilding that marriage up. Start learning each other. Start figuring out what it was that makes each other tick, what they like, don't like, and start reigniting and reengaging that love that they had way back when. It'll pass over all of this other garbage. Instead of just trying to put a patch on stuff, because if you try to patch stuff, it doesn't work so well. So if they just fix this one thing or just that one thing, well, you know, there's a whole bunch of those one things. We need a bunch of things fixed. So let's just start from scratch.
Robert Kosick, HonorTheVow.com. Just to start by going back to the place you first went to on your dates. How about that?
That's a great thing to do.
Where did you and your wife first go? What restaurant did you go to?
She and I kind of laid back a little bit on our dating. We started out really building the friendship, which is what I highly recommend for people, as opposed to dating. We just liked being around each other. So we would just go out, believe it or not, we would go shoot pool, or we would go and watch a movie and just really enjoy each other's company without really any intentions of starting something romantic. It was just we loved being together with each other, and the rest just kind of fell in place.
So go back, like Denise and I, there was a bar restaurant called Benny and Flynn's in the hood in Philly. And it was like you could get like nachos for $6 and a beer for $2 or something like that. It was cheap. And that was our place. And we joke about it. And the Triple Nickel was another place, 555. And we talk about that. Go back. Go on a date again. Order what you ordered when you were first dating.
Yeah. I can tell you, we built a game room at our house for the kids to all kind of hang out and stuff so mom and dad can get some quiet in the house. And we put a pool table out there. And my wife and I were out there one night. The kids were watching TV, and she was shooting pool. And I told her, I said, wow. And she said, what? I said, I'm just flashing back to when you and I were first dating some 20 years ago, and you would go shoot pool. I said, you're gorgeous. And I just remember how much I love being with you, and we're going to shoot pool a lot.
So, did you do the old, did you walk behind her and get like a little, you know, drive-by? But,
yeah, the kids were still in the room, so I had to make sure they were watching the TV, you know. Kids, keep watching that commercial for a second.
Kids, keep looking at the commercial. Something big's going to come up here. I'm just going to walk behind your mother while she's playing pool. Whoa, right. Drive-by.
Somebody turn the volume up.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's not.
It's good. Obviously, you know, make sure there's nobody else. Or don't do it at, like, what's that pool hall where everybody goes? Don't do it in front of a bunch of bikers. But, you know, when you were dating, you probably couldn't wait to get your hands on your girlfriend or fiance.
Sure. And I love being with her.
Right. And you put your hand on her leg. I did that with Denise all the time. You know, we kind of hold hands. I kind of tickle her or whatever else I can get away with while we're driving. Don't stop doing that.
No, and that's actually a phenomenal place to start with. If you want to go back and start rebuilding, go back to taking walks. I mean, that's a simple little date. Talk about each other. Talk about what dreams you had, what was reality, what was expectations, and kind of squeeze that gap a little bit. Some realities have to be raised up. Some expectations have to be lowered. But hold hands. That is one of the most intimate things you could do more than anything else is holding hands. It says, I'm with you. I'm attached to you. I want to be connected with you. I want everybody else to know that we're connected together. It's an amazing, amazing, powerful thing that you can do.
Robert Kosick, honortheval.com with his marriage maintenance tip. It's on our Facebook page. It's at Sam Malone Show. It's reposted there. Last Saturday, I had a break, and Princess is like, let's take a walk. I said, sure, usually the neighborhood. She's, let's go to Memorial Park. So it's a 3-mile loop, right? So we did 2 loops. We did 6 miles, hour and 40 minutes, I think, whatever it took to walk, you know, kind of speed up a little bit. And at the end of it, I said, do you know what? Something, she said, what? I said, we talk nonstop for an hour and 40 minutes. I said, isn't it cool? We'll be married 24 years in November. We still have stuff to talk about.
Oh, it's wonderful. And that's because you've invested in each other from the beginning, and you've learned each other, and you enjoy being with each other. My wife and I, a couple summers ago, we took a trip. The kids were all going to camp the same week with our church, and so we said, you know what, let's just go for 4 or 5 days, and we're going to go on a little trip. And she said, where do you want to go? And I said, well, I want to wind up in San Antonio, but between here and San Antonio, I have no agenda. We're just going to drive all those back roads that we always talk about and stop at all these little towns, and at the end of the day, we'll find a hotel, and we'll just park it at the hotel, and the next morning we'll get up and drive around more. And I told some people that, and they were shocked. They said, 5 days, 24 hours a day with your wife? At what point did you stop having things to talk about? And I said, well, honestly, the drive home Sunday morning, it slowed down a little bit, but we never stopped talking about each other because we just enjoy being with each other, right? Because we've invested that time together.
And you can talk about family. You can talk sports, politics, business.
Anything.
Whatever it is. Whatever you're listening to a song on the radio. But it's great to have that. And folks, if for some reason things slowed down, the fire went down a little bit, the foundation got a little cracked, today's the day, April 25th, 2014, go back to holding hands. Guys, grab your wife's butt. Tell her how hot she is. You know, do the old, what are they, Russian fingers and Roman hands or something like that? What was that old joke?
That's right.
Don't go
there,
buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. I recall there, buddy. And just, you know, give her a little pinch. Give her a little kiss on the back of the neck when she's in the kitchen. Walk up behind her. Put your arms around her. You know what I'm saying? Close the distance.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And even if you're married. What was the story that after 2.5 years, the glow burns off? That was Wednesday or Thursday on CNN or Fox, one of them. The newlywed thing goes away after 2.5 years.
Be
newlyweds every day.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I worked with one couple married 4 months, and they were facing divorce. And, you know, and it was a tough deal. So slow down. Take your time. Build that friendship, as we always talk about. Become great friends. And if you've lost that a little bit, you've just been muddied up with all the things in life, slow life down a little bit. Tell some people no, you can't work on certain things, and invest in each other. Take that time to go for a walk like we talked about and just share with each other. And the nice thing about dating now is the things that some people would tell you you're not supposed to do before marriage, well, now you're married. You can do those things now. So, so it's kind of nice to rebuild now. You got a couple extra things you can work on.
Hey, what are you guys married? She shouldn't be sitting on your lap. You're married.
We're married.
She sits on your lap.
That's right. Absolutely. Have fun with it. Enjoy each other.
Outstanding. Look at these. You got the religious church guy and then the schmuck like me trying to get everybody back together. And we are having an impact because every time I post the marriage maintenance tips that you actually email me and I repost them on the Sam Malone Show Facebook page, you can just hear ding, 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 ding. All the likes start showing up on the page there.
There you go.
So people are we're reaching a lot of people.
Getting there one person at a time, one couple at a time. We'll get there.
Amen. Amen. Butt grabbing starts at 9 o'clock, gentlemen.
Absolutely.
All right. Mr. Kosick, have a great day. HonorTheVow.com.
Have a fantastic weekend.
You too, sir. Talk to you next Friday.
All righty.
Good job. 8:45 on The Sam Malone Show. Our bumper music is 1980. Okay, it's Olivia Newton-John.
Absolutely right, sir.
It's not Xanadu, is it?
No, not Xanadu.
Oh, wait. Okay, imagine.
There it is.
Thanks for the hook coming around the road just as we're going to break.
There you go.
Some Ted Cruz tickets for his event a week from today. 2 weeks from today.
No, a week from today.
A week from today.
Yeah,
Ted
Cruz from today is May the 2nd.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. TikTok close the clock, baby.
713-339-1070. He's coming to HBU along with Dr. Sloan, obviously the president of HBU. They'll be speaking next Friday night. What would you, if you had a one-on-one conversation with Ted Cruz, what would you want to ask him or talk to him about? That'll be the only question. You're not going to, but I just want to know what you'd ask Ted Cruz. I'll give you the tickets. 713-339-1070. Talk to you next on AM 1070, The Answer.